Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
And we're live. It is time for Hurt World Healing's Calling In is What You Need to Do. Lila is here. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today first. Lila, welcome back.
Hi, Nicole. How are you today? Glad to be here. Considering how technology has been a glitchy thing, it's really nice to be back here. So, what do we do on this particular Friday at 12 your time is release heart walls. It's all about releasing the wall that's around the heart. And nearly everybody has a heart wall because we've all been through trauma and our bodies and our subconscious want to protect itself. So by releasing the heart wall, we can be more open. We can find love, we can find even abundance, financial abundance. There's a lot of benefits to releasing the wall around the heart. So that's what I'm here to do with everybody. And as far as who I am a body code, emotion code, and belief code practitioner. And we go well beyond heart walls with that. The belief code is the latest addition to what Discover Healing has, I would say, gifted us with, because it's an amazing modality. And we can go in and release beliefs that are really preventing you from feeling and doing the things you want to do. Yesterday I had a client who, she just couldn't stop being busy. You know, she had to fill the time and do things, and she was getting overwhelmed with all this. And it turned out that she had this deep programming from when she was a child where, you know, she would be punished if she wasn't busy, if she wasn't kept, she hadn't kept doing things. So I went in with the help of her subconscious to find the blocks that were causing it. So, I haven't heard from her yet, but I suspect she's going to be a lot better now. She'll be able to do the things she wants to do and not be overwhelmed. So there's a lot of powerful things that can be done with the emotion code, body code, and belief code, as with all good healing, energy healing modalities. So is there anybody waiting?
Well, we've seen it over and over, you know, whenever we've had callers here and the regular callers working through their wall to not having a wall and maintaining not having a wall. So it's interesting. We're going to start with a couple emails.
Cool.
I think people are unsure if things were going to work for us today. So they are working. You can call in to 646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. That's all on our website, newsforthesoul.com. First up, an email. This is Corinne from Washington State. And she's never had this checked before and was curious if she has a heart wall. If so, how much and what she can do. No age is mentioned.
All right. Yeah. I know people forget that. It's not crucial, but it's very helpful. But anyway. All right, so let me set the intention here to help Corinne and tune in. Yeah, there is a heart wall present. Let's see how thick this is. Oh, close to 600 feet thick. Now, thickness is I'll give this as an interpretation of what my subconscious reads. There are people who do these heart wall releases and they have inches, or they have feet, or they have miles even. I mean, it is whatever comes to me. So mine happens to be feet, and in most cases, hundreds of feet. And so that doesn't mean there's anything wrong. It's just how my subconscious interprets the information. So I'm seeing, okay, 600, just over 600 feet. 619 feet is what I get. Okay. And that's pretty average. So are there any heartwarming emotions we can release today? And yes, there is. Okay, so the first one I get is heartache. It's a very common one to start with. Grief. Despair. Anxiety. And what I'm doing is I'm tuning in to the subconscious and the higher self of Corinne. And as I do this, I'm getting the emotions. I'm seeing them, feeling them. And first, what I'm just going to do is write them all out, and then I'll release them one at a time. So there's fear. I see despair again. Okay. And that happens. Each emotion that's trapped is a different experience of the same emotion. And it might have just a different flavor, but we might call despair one thing and feel it a certain way. And it might have happened again at a later time, obviously it did with Corinne. And so it's not uncommon at all for an emotion to come up several times in a session. Okay, failure. And vulnerability. Okay, I get crying. And rejection. Discouragement. Okay, there's some more here. Unworthy. Shame. Okay. The flow is getting a little less. There's still something here. I just got to get tune in a little harder. Harder is not the right word. Okay, it's in the column 1A. Forlorn. And love unreceived. Okay. Okay. I think that's it. Yep, that's all I get. Are there any other heartwarming emotions we can find and release? No. Okay, so is there anything we need to know about any of these emotions? Now, this is where age comes in, because most often when I ask that question, the age that it occurred will come up, will be the request, but I'm not getting it at, so I don't think, we don't need to know anything about it. So what I'm going to do is just start releasing the emotions. I'm going to release heartache and releasing grief, releasing despair, releasing anxiety, fear, despair again. There it goes, failure. Vulnerability, crying, rejection, discouragement, unworthy, shame, forlorn, and love unreceived. Okay, so those have all been released. Okay, so the thickness of the heart wall now is under 500. I see 580. Yeah, it's 580. It's almost close to 579, but it's 580. Okay, well, that's very good, though. And what will happen, Corinne, is a couple of things, possibly. Well, certainly it will continue to reduce on its own now. As once we start this process, the heart wall starts going down in its own. And if you call in next month, you'll will call in and you'll find, well, maybe it's now a 500 feet deck, or, you know, maybe less than that. The other thing that might happen is there's a period called processing, where you may feel some of these emotions. You may feel discomfort of some sort that's related to this. You know, and if you do feel something and you don't have a reason for it, you can't think of, well, I ate some food and I feel crappy. No, you know, no obvious reason. The odds are high that they're processing it out. So whatever it is, let it process. Let it go through its paces. And I usually, you know, because the way I see the heart wall, it's there to protect us. And it did a great job when we needed it. But now we're letting it go because it's blocking, you know, our path in life. And I think the emotions and the energies that made it up, that made up the heart wall, because they were there to help us, you know, for their time. Now we don't need them, but thank you so much for helping, and it's time to go. So, yeah, there we go. And if you want to ask me any questions, and this goes for anybody, you can contact me on my website at wholeheartalchemy.net. There is a contact form. And if you'd like, I can send you the list of emotions, too, if you like. So there we go.
There we go. All right. Again, the number to call in, because we are live. This is live for real. Just so you know, it's November 8th, 2024. We're live and alive, and things are working.
Yep.
646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. Next email is, let's bring up the next one here. Linda in New York, and she's 57, and this is her first contact.
Okay, what was her name?
Linda in New York.
Oh, Linda, okay, in New York. So this is the first one, huh? Okay. And you said 57, I think, right?
Yep.
Okay, so Linda, well, thank you for sending in your email. Okay, so let me make sure I'm connected to Linda. Set the intention. I also set an intention for health and healing and well-being when I do this. Everything turns out for the highest good of all, so it's a little more than just connection. Okay, there we go. And Linda, there is a Heartwell present. I'm seeing 700-something. 743. No. 48. Okay. That was interesting. 748 feet. All right. And are there heartwell emotions we can release now? Yes, there is. Okay. First one I get is anger, frustration, depression. Blaming and fear. Okay, panic is coming up. And guilt. Resentment. Humiliation, jealousy, anxiety, hopelessness, lack of control, insecurity, there's something else, worthlessness, is there anything else, I think that's it. Are there any other heartwell emotions we can release now? Nope, that was it. Okay. All right, well, this is actually pretty average for what I uncover anyway, the numbers that I get, the number of emotions. All right, anything we need to know about these emotions? Ooh, I'm getting a yes. Okay, which emotion? Panic. Okay, so let's see. Let's see what we can get as an age. I see 20s. 22, 23. Something like that. Well, Linda, you'll have to let us know if that rings any bells. Around age 22 or 23, you experienced panic, which you could not process at the time. So, well, you know, we don't necessarily remember things, but some things do stand out. So if you do remember something, you could actually send Nicole an email right now if you're listening, or you can send me a comment at my website and let me know if this is accurate. Okay, anything else we need to know about this? No, there's anything else we need to know about any of these emotions? Oh, okay, so I'm going to start releasing anger, frustration, depression, blaming, fear, panic, guilt, resentment, humiliation, jealousy, anxiety, hopelessness, lack of control, insecurity, and worthlessness. All right. Pardon me. All right. They've all been released. Yep. All right. So we had 748 feet. It's below 700. 600. 72. Okay, I'm getting 672 feet. Another great drop in a heart wall. That's tremendous. Okay. And again, Linda, you may experience processing. You may or may not. It's, everybody's different. But you may experience echoes of these emotions. And if you do, just let them go. Thank them for having protected you and say, I don't need you anymore. Thank you. And yeah, just let it happen. There we go. So, how are we doing there, Nicole? Is there anybody else on the line? Okay. And I'm losing my voice. So let's see, what else can I say about, well, pardon me. The emotion code itself is a brilliant modality, and anybody can do this. If you can learn how to muscle. Hello? Nicole? I hope I'm not talking to dead air, because I don't know if I'm on the air. Anyway, as I was saying before somehow I got hung up, that the emotion code modality is an amazing modality, and anybody can do it as long as you can learn to tap into the answer. And generally that's done through muscle testing, and there's a lot of tutorials out there. But that's how I got involved with
this. Crazy. Oh, there we go. I'm back. You're back.
You're back.
I don't know. What the heck is going on? Okay.
I don't know. Technology. You can't. Yeah, I don't even know if this will... I don't know if solar activity is even to blame at this point.
Yeah, who knows? We just live in a different universe at this point. We got to roll with it.
Absolutely.
What I was saying before I got cut off and brought you back on was normally your lines are patched because people call in each time to get the next layer off. So it's an opportunity for someone listening now to call in 646-595-4274, 646-595-4274. Luckily, in the meantime, we have email. All right, cool. We've got Brenda in the UK, who is 37, first timer. Brenda in the UK.
Yeah, 37, cool. Hello, Brenda from the UK. I have a couple of clients in the UK, so there we go. You can do this from any place in the world. You don't have to be in the same city, town, country. It's absolutely phenomenal. Okay, so let's see. Let me set the intention to connect to Brenda. Okay. Is there a Hartwell present? Yes, there is. And I'm seeing something in the 500s. Five. 572 feet. Okay. I like how specific it can get. All right, Brenda, let's see what kind of emotions are in your heart wall. Is there a heart wall emotion we can release now? Yeah. Okay, get love unreceived. Effort unreceived. And heartache. Abandonment. Betrayal. Longing. I know they're there. I can feel there are more emotions. They're just not showing themselves. They will. Okay, depression. And frustration. Unsupported. Grief. Self-abuse. Low self-esteem. Shame. Unworthy, not worthless. Okay, unworthy. Let's see, is there anything else? Hopelessness. Are there any other trapped emotions? Oh, interesting. I'm getting, there's an inherited. Oh, these are fun. And interesting, I don't usually get them in initial Hartwell sessions because they, to my experience anyway, they form the foundation of the Hartwell because you were born with these emotions. But this one's popping its head up, which is really cool, really early. Okay, so what is the emotion? This is also... I'm getting grief. It's grief. And this came through, this is on your mother's side. So it came through your mother, grandmother, great-grandmother. No, it's old. It's like, I see 23 generations. Yeah. And first one to experience it and trap it and put it in the genetic line is a female, great plus grandmother. Wow. Okay, cool. Is there anything we need to know about this grief? Nope. Okay, so what I'm going to do is release grief for all generations, all levels, and all descendants. And the really, really, really cool thing about inherited trapped emotions is that it's released for everybody between you and the original ancestor. And for all of her descendants. So what that means, it's being released for potentially thousands of people or beings or souls. And that would include your immediate family. So your mother and any of her siblings and your cousins, if you've got brothers and sisters, or you have, you know, they have children, you have children, it's been released from everybody. So it's like it's a huge collective blessing to release inherited trapped emotions. Okay, there we go. And there we go. All right. So grief is gone. Let's see, is there any other? Nope. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is, I haven't released the other trapped emotions yet. I'm going to release yours. Is there anything, nothing we need to know? Okay, so I'm going to release love unreceived, effort unreceived, heartache, abandonment, betrayal, longing, depression, frustration, unsupported, grief, self-abuse, low self-esteem, shame, unworthy, and hopelessness. There we go. Oh, it's all going. It's beautiful. All right. That's all released. So where are we now with the heart wall? Let's see now. I'm seeing 497. Okay. So you're down to 497 feet. And as I said, this will continue to release. You know, if you were to call in or send an email to the next show, it will have gone down a certain amount by then. And, you know, once you start the process of opening up, it really, it just starts the ball rolling and it just goes on its own for a certain degree. And then periodically you have a session and it releases more until it's gone. So there you go, Brenda. Yeah, if you have any questions or comments, you can contact me at my website, wholeheartalchemy.net. And I'd love to hear from you.
All right.
So,
yeah. I'm going to give out this number again. I'm not giving up on this. We're halfway through the show. One of the rare times we've got lines open and available. so weird, eh? All right. But we do have more emails. So ha, ha, ha. But nonetheless, let's give it out again. 646-595-4274 to call in for your own free healing of your heart wall layers right now. 646-595-4274. All right, pulling up an email next, as promised. Alexandra in Chicago. Alexandra in Chicago, and we don't have an age, but she's never had this checked before.
All right, Alexandra in Chicago. Well, I'm not too far from you, Alexandra. I'm in the Chicago area, too. Okay, no age, but we... Okay, so, yeah, there's a heart wall, so hang on a sec. Let me... set the intention and connect. Okay, yes, there is a heart wall present. All right, upper 500s, like 598 feet. Okay. Boy, that's specific. Are there heart wall emotions we can release now? Okay. All right. So what am I feeling here? Sometimes the energy of the emotion comes in as a feeling and I have to sort of nail it down because I don't see a word. It's interesting that it happens sometimes. But it's like a combination of things. All right. So this is like helplessness, hopelessness kind of energy. Is this a compound? Oh, that's maybe why I couldn't feel it. Okay, I couldn't see it. This is a compound emotion. Okay, so it's hopelessness. I got to type this out. Plus helplessness. Interesting. Okay, that's a compound. We'll get back to that when we're ready to release everything. I see sorrow and sadness and there's a few words that I've added to the list, even though they're not on there. I've added dejection. They have rejection, but dejection is different. And that's what I'm sensing. And love I'm received. And vulnerability. Okay. Confusion. Self-abuse. Low self-esteem. Okay, there is shame, okay. And overwhelm. Okay, what else is there? There's something else. Ah, okay, grief. There's one more. I know there's one more here. It's interesting how hard this gets sometimes. It's wild. I don't understand why, but we're not meant to understand. Okay, fear. That was it. Okay. Yeah, it's, energy healing is fascinating, quite honestly. We just don't know. You know, you have to have a lot of faith and let go of outcome and let go of expectation. And the more you do that, the better it gets. All right, so is there anything we need to know about these emotions? No. Okay, so what I'm going to do is release the compound of hopelessness and helplessness first. When you have two energies that are trapped together, it creates a different frequency than it would individually. So that's what a compound is. And that's why in the beginning it was hard for me to put my finger on what it was exactly. But there we go. That's released. I'm releasing sorrow, sadness, dejection, love unreceived, vulnerability, confusion, self-abuse, low self-esteem, oh, shame, overwhelm, grief, and fear. There we go. All right. Those have been released. Have they been released? Yep, they're released. All right. So now what are we getting for the 516 feet. Another great drop. There we go. Okay. Again, Alexandra, if you'd be interested in finding out more, or just want to let me know how it's going, you'd send me an email. Or send me a, go to my website and go to the contact me page, and I will respond. I usually respond right away when I see that it's come in from the website. And the website is wholeheartalchemy.net. And I imagine, Nicole, you want to give out the phone number again.
Yep, I do. Just because I can. 646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. We've got Catherine in the UK, 59. And it's her first time as well.
Catherine, okay. Thank you for giving me your age, Catherine. That helps. All right, so I like that. We're getting people from all over the place. Wonderful. That's one of the exciting things about energy healing. You can be in one place and reach everyone. You know, the only issue would be the time zones. Now, I have clients in the UK because that works out, but I tried having clients in Australia. That doesn't work. Not too well. Okay, so... Okay, I'm setting the intention and connecting to Catherine. Okay, there we go. So is there a Heartwell presence? Yes, there is. in the heart wall thickness. I'm seeing low 700, so 700 and, okay, 719 feet. All right, what do we have here for you, Catherine? Okay. There is fear and peeved. Peeved is a nice way of saying pissed off, irate. Okay, anger. Discouragement. Shock. Okay. And, oh gosh, something popped up on my screen. Okay. Shock. I see stubbornness. Insecurity. Vulnerability. Abandonment. Anxiety. Not nervousness, worry. Rejection. Despair. Okay, this failure. Low self-esteem. Okay. Oh, this is interesting. Creative insecurity. Well, if you are a creative person and been wanting to do something, this might have been blocking you. Because that's really, it's about, you know, if you're a writer, painter, and you just can't seem to move forward, you know, whatever kind of creativity you engage in, that can often be a massive block. So it's interesting, it's part of your heart wall. But there we go. Oh, is there another heart wall emotion we can release now? I'm not seeing anything. Nope, not getting anything. Is there anything we need to know about these emotions? Nope. Okay. All right, so I'm going to start releasing these. I'm going to release fear and peeved, anger, discouragement, shock, stubbornness, insecurity, vulnerability, abandonment, anxiety, worry, rejection, despair, failure, low self-esteem, creative insecurity. Wow. There we go. Okay. Well, that's good. So let's see where the heart wall is now. All right, 640-something, 643. Wow, that's a great drop. That's tremendous. All right. Yeah, let us know if you've noticed anything. Also, keep in mind, while this is going on, you might feel tired. That happens to me a lot, where a client will just start falling asleep on me. It's kind of funny, but... And I'm yelling at the computer, yelling at the screen, talking to my client, and they're sleeping, and like, okay. But that's good, because it means they're processing energy, and it's great. And also, I suggest to everybody who's had heart wall releases today to drink plenty of water, because energy work can dehydrate you. So that's also really important to do. And just remember, processing, you know, it'll take several days for most cases initially. A lot of it actually depends on how much you work on yourself energetically. Like, I'm sure a lot of you are already going to other practitioners, you know, and if you've been doing energy work for a while, you will actually process things more quickly than a person who's just starting out, because your systems are already used to it. So, you know, there's that possibility as well, that it won't take that long to process anything. But, yeah, if you feel any echoes of these emotions, you know, just know that they're there and they're on their way out. So don't act on them or anything like that. All right. Anyone else? Any phone calls?
All right. We are going to go to another email because we're getting down to it. And, you know, these are a lot of people that we never get to on your show anyway. So I'm just going with the flow
now.
Heck with
All
it.
Right. Love it.
All right, Rose in California. Rose in California, and she is 62.
All right, Rose in California. Excellent. Thank you so much for giving me your age. Okay, let me set the intention here and connect. Okay, so is there a heart wall present for Rose? Yes, there is. Okay. I'm seeing 800 and something feet. 832 feet. Okay. Again, not unusual. There's no competition here. This is all I think the thickness of the heart wall is a measure of how much trauma you've had in your life, really, and how you dealt with it or not. So, you know, we've all been through it, and everybody's unique in how we handle these things. And the beautiful thing about waking up spiritually this way and becoming aware of your emotions is you learn how to process them so you don't trap them again. You know, when I started this journey, I had a heart wall. It was quite thick. I had two heart walls, actually. And since I started this, I've learned how to process emotions. So I don't have a heart wall anymore. I'm never going to have a heart wall again. It's not going to happen. In fact, there's very few trapped emotions left in my body, I've discovered, which is really interesting. There's other things going on in my body. But they're not trapped emotions so much. All right, so sorry about that, Rose. So let's see here. Yes. Okay, the first one I get is anxiety. Anxiety. And despair. And grief. It feels like an earlier one. Depression. Frustration. Sorrow or sadness? Sadness. Anger. Bitterness. Resentment. Blaming. Okay, fear is there too.
I'll just let you know, we've got a caller we're going to try to take as soon as you're done with this one.
Okay. All right, well, just be a few more minutes here.
Okay.
Dread. Yeah, that was dread I said. Okay. lack of control. Stubbornness. Effort unreceived. Insecurity and vulnerability. Is there any other heart wall emotions? Unsupported. Okay, I think that's it. All right, anything we need to know about any of these emotions? Nope. All right, so I'm going to release anxiety, despair, grief, depression, frustration, sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, blaming, fear, dread, lack of control, stubbornness, effort unreceived, insecurity, vulnerability, and unsupported. Oh, there they go. Okay, so there. Let's see. They're all released. So the heart wall now is 700 and I see 58. Okay. 758 feet. That's amazing. Wow. Okay. Terrific. Well, again, Rose, drink plenty of water. If you feel any of these emotions come up, let them process through. And call in next. I'll call or email next time so we can continue on this journey for you, right? Thanks so much for emailing.
Now, I knew as soon as I stopped giving out the number, we'd have a caller scrambling in before the top of the hour, and we do. So I'll add some time so that we can go straight to the top and make time for you as well at the end. So let's go to 415. 415, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Anne calling in from New Mexico, and I've called in before, and my heart wall was still good. I mean, zero, I guess you could say. So I'm just calling in to check how it's going.
Okay. So I won't look for your information. I was going to scroll down and look for your information. Okay, Anne, let me, is there a heart wall present? No, there isn't.
Wow.
I feel a bit of heart fire, meaning heart fire is like my heart lights up. No, there's no heart wall. You're good. So that's cool. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And, you know, you can be a little, if you become aware of the emotions you're feeling, especially the ones that are uncomfortable, like anger or fear, frustration or something like that, just be aware that you're feeling it. You know, and allow yourself to feel it. Don't hide it, make it wrong, because no emotion is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And let it, you know, be itself. Don't act on it. If you feel like, you know, hitting somebody, don't do that, please. But, you know, you could hit the table or something like that. I mean, you can keep it zero for the rest of your life. It's like, it's just becoming aware of your emotional state. And as you do that, you'll be fine. I'm glad to know it's still zero. Yay.
Yeah, me too. Thank
Excellent.
You very
Thanks
much.
So much, Anne. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for checking in. And good, congratulations. Keep up the good work.
Yeah.
All right. With that, Lila, we got 3 minutes to the top. So shameless self-promotion and all that good stuff happens
All
now.
Right. What happens now? Well, anybody who's interested can find me at my website, wholeheartalchemy.net, and I have a free chat, which it's a 15-minute chat, but honestly, it goes a little longer than that. And if you want to find out more about how I can help you with the emotion code, the body code, or the belief code, you can contact me there and find out more. And I do offer packages and heart wall sessions. If you want to clear your heart wall more quickly than waiting once a month, we can do that too. And their packages are discounted. So, you know, I want to help people as much as I can. So I also do have some coupon codes here for discounts for News for the Soul listeners. So there's a code, it's 10% off any service, one service, so that could be body code session, body code / belief code, or that's actually basically what I offer. Anyway, it is NFTS10, gives you 10% off. And then there's a heart wall package. So it's a 10% off all packages, which is a really good deal because the packages are already discounted. So this is NFTSHW10. Check it out. And if you want to contact me, there's a contact me page on the website, wholeheartalchemy.net. And I look forward to finding out, you know, how everybody's doing after this. This is tremendous. How many people, you know, signed up today?
Yes, indeed. Well, it was a pleasure to connect. I'm glad that everything worked for us today.
Me too.
And, you know, I trust the flow and who we got to today was who we were to get to. So I look forward to next time, Lila. Great
yep.
excitement as always. And
yeah,
be well.
You too.
Lila's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back in a little bit with more after this break.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.